Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Mishkalim Daf Ches. We are starting Zayin Amud Beis about two lines over from the bottom, right at the beginning of the Gemara, after the Mishnah and Vilter's Daf on Hey Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Mer Masar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Amosha Havin Aliyah. So Mishnah said Alf Bishamar V'Chulu. This is going on at the beginning of the Mishnah that even though we had said earlier that we're not going to take a mashkoin from women Avadim and Ketanim, meaning we're not going to force them to give the Machzah Shekel. If they bring it on their own, we're going to accept it from them. So the Gemara makes a diyuk. Hol Tavaya Einan Toivin. It's mashkoin from our Mishnah that we're not going to be tamei from them. If they bring it to us on their own, that's wonderful. But if they don't, then we're not going to call them up and say, hey, you have to give it to us. Now, Chesam Alf on the top, the problem is, Hachat Amar Toivin, over here you say that we are going to be Tavayat from them, Hachat Amar Ain Toivin, and over here you say that you're not going to be Tavayat from them. What does that mean? So if we just look at the Lashon that says that we're not going to take a Mashkin from them, that means we're not going to force them to give it. The Mashmois from there is that we will be Tavayat it. We'll call them up on the phone and say, look, you have to pay up, you have to bring your shekel in. However, from the line that we just read now, that if they bring it in, we'll accept them from them, and that's mashma that we're not toiveyat from them. If they bring it on their own, that's fine, but we're not going to even give them that phone call that they have to bring it in. So we have a stira in mashmois. How do we understand this? And the answer is kam shtei sairas. Mashmois from the beginning that we are going to be toiveyat from them is referring to a katan who already brought shtei sairas, so he's already of age that we will be toiveyat from him. However, in the seifa where we make the dik that we're not going to be toiveyat from him is talking about a katan that did not yet bring shtei sairas, and therefore, if he brings it on his own, we'll accept it. But if not, we're not going to be tevea from him. And move on to the next part of Mishnah. Mishnah had said that if a Nachri or a Kusi gave Machsa Shekel, we're not going to accept it from them. And then it continued saying that we're not going to accept many different types of karbanos from them either. Some of Bar of Ba tells us, Tifter, we would understand, Kemand Amr Kusi Kigai, that our Mishnah is according to Mand Amr, that a Kusi is like a guy. We'll explain this in just a moment. Despalkan, we have Machlaikas, Kusi Kigai, Devi Rebbe. Rebbe holds a Kusi just like a guy. Whereas Rishim Gamlil, and Rishim Gamlil says, Kusi Kisrael Chaldavar, that a Kusi is just like a Yisrael. Now we know that the Kusim were a nation brought to Israel by the king of Asher, who had expelled the ten Shvatim, and because there's all this empty land, he wanted to populate it, so he brought these people from Kusa, who are called the Kusim. Now, because of repeated attacks by lions, they were Megayer, but later on showed signs of not being the most serious Jews. And we have this Machlekes that we just quoted, if their Geirus was even valid in the first place. Rebbe holds their Geiri Arayos, Geirim just because of the lions, and Memela are considered 100% non-Jews, whereas according to Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, they're considered like Yedin. So that's what Rebbe is telling us, that our Mishnah must be like Rebbe, that a Kusi is like a guy, and that's why Kusim are grouped with Nachrim, and if they bring a Machzah Shekel, or one of these Karbanos that were listed, we're not going to accept it from them. However, Amar Blazer says, no, Masnisa B'Gayim. Our Mishnah is talking about Gayim, meaning all these things we listed in Mishnah are actually only referring to Gayim. Habakusim Lai is actually not referring to Kusim, and we should take that out of the Girsa in the Mishnah, according to Blazer. If a Kusi brings a Machzah Shekel, we will accept it from him, because he's considered like a full-fledged Yid. And how do we know that a Kusi could bring Karbanos? V'tanikin, because the Brisa says this. The Pasuk tells us regarding karbanos adam, when a person brings a karban, l'rabis a gerim, that's including gerim, meaning including kusim, who are considered 100% gerim according to Blazer, which is obviously going in sheets of Shimon Gamliel. And then when the pasuk says mikem, which is a miut, it's an exclusion, that's l'haitis a mishumadim, it's excluding mishumadim, apostates, they're not able to bring a karban, but a kusi could. However, says the Gemara, how could that be? Masnisa pligar Blazer. Our Mishnah is clearly not like a Blazer, because what does Mishnah right afterwards say? Ein mekabel miyadam, we don't accept the following karbanos from them, kinei zavim, kinei zavis, kinei yaldais, all different types of bird pairs of karbanos that are brought by these types of people who are tamei. And the question is, v'chiyash kinei zavim v'zavis b'gayim, would gayim even bring such a karban? Why would they even bother bringing such a karban? They don't have dine toma tahara of a yoledes or a woman who's a zava or a man who's a zav, and so must be that that's referring to kusim, that kusim can't bring these karbanos, and so must be that we are gairis kusim in the Mishnah, that's kind of like a blazer. Ela reisha b'gayim v'sif of kusim. So do you want to try to answer that the reisha is only talking about gayim and the seif is talking about kusim? Usually we like when the Rashi and the Sefer of the Mishnah are consistent, talking about the same exact thing. The Gemara answers, actually it's correct. Valkani, that's so. Rashi b'gayim v'seif b'kusim. The Rashi is talking about gayim, meaning when the Rashi says that we're not going to accept a machzah shekel from them, that's only referring to gayim but not to kusim. And if a kusi brings a machzah shekel, we will accept it from them, at least again, according to Shitz Reb Lazar. Whereas the Sefer is talking about kusim, so we are gairis kusim in the Sefer. Namely, when the Sefer says that these karbanos are not going to be brought by kusim, even though they are full-fledged gayim, the reason why we're not going to accept these karbanos from them is because since they have to do with dinim of tomen tahara and kusim are not experts in those laws, we won't accept these karbanos from them because we don't even know if they're chayiv in such a karban, and if they bring it, it might be chulin ba'azara because they might not be chayiv in it. That's why we're not going to accept it from them. However, machzah shekel we will accept from them according to Belazar. Now the Mishnah continued by telling us that we don't accept anything from a kusi or non-Jew that has to do with building the Beis Hamikdash, something that's going to be given to the Bedek HaBayis fund. And our Rabbi Yechon says, originally, meaning in the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra went up to begin rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash and the Kusim wanted to join in and donate. That's what we mean by Betchilo. In Mekal Mehen, we do not accept anything from them. Loidavar Mesoyim, Loidavar She'ina Mesoyim, not something which is Mesoyim, such as a brick or a beam of wood, which is actually going to be built into the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, or Davar She'ina Mesoyim, which could be some sort of donation, which is going to be used to purchase something else. We're not going to accept anything from them because the fear was at that point in time, again, which is right at the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that they were trying to get in and be part of it so that later on they can weaken us and undermine us from the inside. So that's how Ezra sent them a message: we're not going to accept anything from you. However, Chazon Beis on top, Ubasaif, later on, after the Beis HaMikdash was already built and established, Mekal Mehen Davar She'ein Mesoyim, we will accept something that's not Mesoyim from them, that's not actually a physical thing that will be used in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Maybe we'll sell it and use the money to purchase something else, but still, Ve'ein Mekal Mehen Davar Mesoyim, we're not going to accept the Davar Mesoyim from them. We don't want them to be able to say, oh, that's the thing that I donated. So Davar Mesoyim, we're not going to accept from them even later on, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Lakish argues and says, Bein Betchila, Bein Basayif, whether it's at the beginning of the building of the Beis HaMikdash or even later on, Ein Mekal Mehen, Lo Davar Mesoyim, Lo Davar She'ein Mesoyim, we don't accept anything from them, not a Davar Mesoyim, and not a Davar She'ein Mesoyim. So Gemara says, Masisa, Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan. The following Braisa seems to be not like Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Braisa say? Ein Mekal Mehen, Hektesh, Adava, Lebed the Kabayis, we don't accept from them Hektesh, which is an Adava, to Bed the Kabayis, which is Mashmah that we never accept anything from them, which is not like Rabbi Yochanan, who said that later on, Basoif, after the Beis HaMikdash was ready built, we will accept something from them. So Gemara says, no, Pasuk, we could explain, Bein Betchila, Bein Basoif, that this Braisa is talking about both Betchila and Basoif, that we're not going to accept something from them, Ubavad Davar Mesoyim, but it's specifically focusing on something that's Mesoyim. It's an actual item being donated that we're going to be using in the Beis HaMikdash, which Rabbi Yochanan agrees we will not accept from them, even Basoif. Now we continue just with the question on the other Shita, Masisa Pliga Rosh Hashanah, the following Mishnah seems not to be like Rosh Lakish. This Mishnah in Arachin says, Akal Shav and everyone agrees, Shehin Noidrin with Nidrin. Now, first Mishnah is talking about Arachin, which is this type of neder. It's called an Erech, where a person can say, Erechi Olai, my worth is on me, or your worth is on me. That's when someone vows to donate their value or somebody else's value to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's specifically called Arachin. It's a special Erech type of neder. And this part of the Mishnah that we quoted is that everyone agrees that regarding non-Jews, that they are Noidrin with Nidrin. And right now, we're understanding that means that a non-Jew can be Noider. He can say, I'm going to give somebody's value to the Beis HaMikdash, and he could also be Nidrin. He could be the subject of such a neder. It's not an erech, but it's a neder. It's similar but different, and therefore everyone agrees that a non-Jew could do this. As we see that we will accept a donation from a non-Jew for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's clearly not like Rish Lakish, who says that we never will accept a donation from them ever, even after the Beis HaMikdash is already established, and even if they're not giving a davar mesoyim. So Gemara says no. Pasur la ayla. We could explain this part of the Mishnah is referring to an ayla, which means that if a non-Jew wants to donate an ayla, just a regular carbon, so we'll accept that from him, and that's because the carbon is being brought on the Mizbeach, not that he's donating it to the Bet HaKabayis and we're taking it as a monetary donation. As the Gemara, Nicha Noidrim Ayla. That makes sense with the words Noidrim, because you could donate a carbon Ayla that could be used as a neder and brought on the Mizbeach. But Nidrim Ayla, how do we explain this in Nidrim Ayla, that they could be the subject of a neder of an Ayla? How does that make sense? And the answer is not a problem. Leibisha Amar Yisrael, can it be that a Yid said, Harei Olai Ayla, I'm going to bring a carbon Ayla, Vishamu Gai, and a guy heard that, Va'amar Masha Amar Zeolai, and he said, whatever that fellow said is on me. And so it turns out that the non-Jew is the subject of an oila, and still we could be referring to a carbon and not actually a donation. Because even though we think we just found an answer, this Bryce is talking about a non-Jew donating a carbon oila, we still have an issue, because ve'ene mevi ima nesachim, doesn't a carbon oila come along with nesachim, with wine libations, and u'maisar nesachim loyal klisharasinun, maisar nesachim, which is leftovers of nesachim, which is machlekas what that means. But the bottom line is, it's something extra from nesachim, and it's used for the purchase of clay sharis. And so it turns out in Rish Lakish that even if this Nidrin Nidrin means that non-Jews bring a carbon oila, so we're not taking any donations from him, at the end of the day, the Nisachim that comes with that carbon oila is going to have extras, is going to have Meisar, and we're going to end up using that for Kli Sharis, which is a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. So we're back to square one. We see in this Mishnah not like Rish Lakish, and we actually will end up accepting a donation from a non-Jew. And furthermore, as the Gemara, Nimsa maybe Davar Mesoyim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a problem too, because it turns out that we're going to end up bringing a Davar Mesoyim. Even though Rabbi Yochanan had said that after the Beis HaMikdash is built and we're already established, we will accept donations from non-Jews. That's only Davar She'ein Mesoyim, but not a Davar Mesoyim. Here, we're taking the Meisar Nesachim, we're buying Klei Sharis with them, and so that's a Davar Mesoyim. So this is a problem both in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara answers by way of asking a question. Has Rabbi Yisrael Rabban, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban asks, Tassel Maral Fal on top of Vahataninon, we have a Mishnah in Arachin that says, Ne'erachin Va'arachin, and Loyal Bedek Abayas Inon, isn't that referring to Bedek Abayas? So we have a Mishnah that clearly says that we're accepting Erech money from a non-Jew for Bedek genetic habayis. That should be a problem. And the answer is hechma datamar taman, just like you say over there, l'shamayim hu meschavin, that the non-Jew, when he's giving money, that's l'shem shamayim. He doesn't have any other intentions. He just wants to give money to the Beis HaMikdash. And umeilein hein bayin l'chlei shariz l'bedek habayis, on their own, meaning we're deciding to use that money to purchase klei shariz for the bedek habayis. And that's why it's not a problem with that Mishnah. Well, that's why nairachin v'arachin. Kenat amar av hacha, so too you'd say the same thing over here. L'shamayim hu meschavin, the non-Jew intends to bring this carbon oil l'shem shamayim. Umeilein hein bayin l'chlei shariz, and the meiser nusachim are coming on their own. We're using that money for klei shariz, but that was never the intention of the non-Jew, and mail is no problem in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. The question is, Ma'atav Elor Rav Shimon Lakish, how do we answer Reish Lakish? So Parsel Ohi would explain that the pasuk that we quote in the Mishnah that says, Lo Elchem V'lanu Liv Nois Beis Elekenu, so we're learning from here that the issue is accepting donations from them, which have to do with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, or the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, but not for klei shariz, for example. That's not building or upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore money taken from them could be used for the purchase of klei shariz, and it's not a problem, even a Reish Lakish. Now we just take this one step further. Rav Chilkiah Amar, Rav Chilkiah said, the Rav Simon Shal, Rav Simon asked the following, Me'ata, based off what we just said, it would turn out that Emel Kal Mehen, L'Amas Hamayim, L'Chemas Yir Meiloi Seha, that we're not going to accept money from non-Jews for the Amas Hamayim, which is the stream of water running through the Beis HaMikdash, which is used for cleaning certain things, sometimes the floor of the Beis HaMikdash and other things, and also the wall of the city, that's Chemas Ha'ir, the wall of the city of Yerushalayim, and Meiloi Seha, the towers around it as well. We're not going to accept money from them for any of these expenses. Al Shem, because of the Pasuk, V'lechem Ein Chelek Kudstakov Zikaron B'Yerushalayim, and you don't have a Chelek or Tzedakah or remembrance in Yerushalayim. So just like we explained in Shitas Reish Lakish, that Loy Lechem V'lanu Livnei Bayis L'Lekenu, that the Isser of accepting money from non-Jews is Dafka for building the Beis HaMikdash and for its upkeep. The same thing quoted in this next Pasuk of Lechem Ein Chelek Kudstakov Zikaron B'Yerushalayim, that tells us that we're not accepting any money from them either for the building or for the upkeep of Yerushalayim, its walls and towers, so on and so forth. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, clarifying the part of our Mishnah regarding the Kalbayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.